Blog Talk Radio.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Welcome to Barefoot is Legal Radio, where you will learn the benefits and your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. And now, here to empower you and dispel the myth of going barefoot, is a full-time barefooter of over 15 years and veterans legal advocate, your host, Nick Pierce.
Of the Barefoot is Legal Radio Show. For those of you that didn't know, I'm your host, Nick Pierce.
Now, if you will kindly pick up your books.
Yeah.
And turn to page 222.
We're in Indiana right now, so I hope my listeners out there crank their radio up. Call the police, I'm barefoot, and I'm playing it in the book. Right on the radio, during my radio broadcast. I know. Yep.
Everyone, 222, let's really enjoy ourselves. Let's live it all together. You remember Grandma's Lysol, good for everything in the home. And the secret was in the scrubbing. It wouldn't suds and couldn't foam. Then let us sing right out of Grandma's, Lysol. You scrub for everything, everything on the place, the pots and kettles.
There you go. And for your hands, Indiana authorities coming after the BIL control now. Alrighty, that's enough of that. Well, anyway, we have some time before the top of the hour break, and I do want to bring on my new co-host, Marissa. She is a full-time barefooter,
and she is going to be joining me on the air today for our, this is her first show with us. And,
hey, guys.
Marissa, welcome to the Barefoot is Legal radio show. I figured you could do your introduction for the next 10 minutes while before we get to the top of the hour. So, hey, take it away. It's all yours for now. I'm going to put little pictures of you on the video stream so people get a little face to your voice. So you go ahead and do your thing.
Hey, guys. I'm Marissa in Columbus, Georgia, and Nick mentioned that earlier. I run the Barefoot is Legal Georgia page. Work in a professional office, and my boss does not make me wear shoes because she understands. She hasn't quite swapped to the dark side yet. We're working on her, though. Growing up, we never did shoes in my family. My mom supports everything I do. She goes barefooted everywhere she can. She actually just found out that she has a problem with her foot going on, and they recommended her just to quit wearing shoes, stay off her feet as much as possible, and if she does have to go out, just go without shoes on. And so she's understanding now the benefits of it, different things that are just beneficial to her and what's going on with her feet. I'm actually at work right now. My boss is covering the office so I can come on with you guys. Just so I can talk and see how everybody feels about being barefoot, different fun facts and such about it, different things I might have not known beforehand. Been barefooted since I was younger. I did have to go through where I had to wear shoes for a while there. Recently threw out all of my shoes just about except for two pair and my barefoot sandals. And at work, no one really thinks anything of it at this point. I do work for a military institute, so I was a little bit worried about that. But other than that, everything is really, really better when you do go barefooted. People stop you and question you about it. Went to my first sports event barefooted last night, and no one said anything. No one thought about it. I literally went in, enjoyed the hockey game. Our team lost. It happened. And the only one that had any questions about it was the one person. They asked me if my feet were cold, and I was like, no, not even the slightest. And they were just like, all righty then. It was a really fun experience. It's something I love. And so being able to be barefooted, doing something I love, and being around people that know me and have known me for my entire life just about, it was really nice. And so I'm super excited to be here with you guys, share my experiences, share a little bit of knowledge I do know, chat with Nick, chat with you guys. I'm in the group online as well, chatting with you there. So call in and talk to us for a little while.
That's cool. Yeah, definitely. If anybody wants to be a part of the show, 319-527-6208. Press 1 to be on the air. And definitely call in. Our chat room's open. You can also chat with us during the broadcast as well. And interact with us on the Facebook group. Like I always say, you're a member of that group, Marissa. And
yep.
I always tell everybody, it's not a place for the heavy breathing fun seekers to get their rocks off on foot pictures. Yeah, you said you went to the hockey game? I think it was?
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier in the week. And I think you said you've never been to a hockey game barefoot?
No, I'd never tried it. I always wore my barefoot sandals. And
I said, do it. And you did.
Yep. Yep. Finally went completely barefooted, no sandals or anything on my feet. My grandmother was like, this was coming for a long time. She's a really big hockey fan as well. And she was like, at least you tried it. She was like, did you have any issues coming in or anything? I was like, no. And she was like, that's awesome. And we sat and enjoyed the game. Saw a couple of fights. Because you know, hockey's very brutal.
Oh, yeah.
We really enjoyed it and didn't think anything of it.
Cool. What so how long
really
have you been
team.
How long have you been a full-time barefooter?
Full-time, I started about a year ago, like we talked about earlier this week. Growing up, we went without shoes because growing up out in the country, we just really didn't put shoes on because we were just so used to being out barefoot and enjoying the soil on our feet. Moved to the city, things changed a little bit, learned a little bit that a lot of people aren't as acceptant of it. But getting back into it now, doing it for a little bit longer now, I'm actually learning that a lot of people that I've been around for a really long time, they're starting to go barefoot everywhere too. One of the girls that are in the group, I've known her for a really long time, never realized it, that she goes out barefooted just like I do. And her and I are talking about different things we can do around the community just to get some more people involved. And we're super excited to start that. The past year going barefooted, my feet don't hurt nearly as bad. I can spread my toes apart again, and that makes me so happy.
What kind of shoes did you normally have to wear at work, or if you had to?
High heels, the worst ones for you.
Torture.
Oh, yeah, it was god-awful, and I'm very flat-footed as well. And, you know, heels have the inclines, and my feet were sliding. The pads of my feet hurt, no matter if I was barefooted or not, after going for 8 hours in heels all day. And it was rough.
I'm sure. I don't know. I haven't had anything on my feet in over 12 years. Over 15 really, because I actually had a pair of flip flops that I found in the trunk of my car when I went to sell it maybe 12 years ago. Forgot I even had them. It was kind of one of those, I guess, like years ago, you know, when I was full time, you know, started, it was kind of like the, you know, you hear stories how people say, like, oh, I have emergency flip flops. And they really were. They were in the trunk of my car underneath when I went to get out a tire iron. One of those four-way, you know, plug wrenches.
Oh, wow.
And that I figured before I sell the car, it had the one that came with it for the spare tire. And I lifted up the bottom of it, the carpet thing, and I went to pull the tire iron out. And sure enough, there was a pair of flip-flops crunched in there. And I'm like, wow, I didn't even know I still had anything to wear on my feet. And, I kept the tire iron and threw the flip-flops away. But
don't blame me. I would have kept the tire iron, too. You never know when you need it.
Exactly. You know, it just, you know, fits almost every look type deal, you know.
So. I have a pair of flip-flops I keep in my trunk. In my hatch, because I don't have a trunk. I have a hatch. And I'll get somebody to grab something out of the hatch of my car, and they'll be like, why do you have flip-flops back here? I'm like, just in case I ever really need them.
Get rid of them. Don't need them anymore. I learned that many, many, many years ago. I was just like, here we go. Gone. Done with. Don't need to worry about these.
Yeah,
so,
barely sell them to they get bought out. Very seldom.
Oh, yeah. I think if you don't have them out of sight, out of mind, no need for them. But we're coming up to the top of the hour, which means that no one dropped off a suitcase full of cash yet. And you're on the show today, so make sure you stick around. Also, check out our live YouTube feed. If you go to Nick Pierce Media on YouTube, you'll find the link. If you're in the Facebook group, I posted the working link to be able to get to the live stream. So if you want to check out the studio and see the actual BIL show in progress, you can do that. Special edition, and we're probably going to do that once a month. But until we get all that cash, we have some ads that we got to share with you.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
In an ever-changing world of political mayhem, raging storms, natural disasters, and growing global discontent, you want to get the real facts on how to prepare for as many situations as possible. Hi, I'm Rich Fleetwood, founder and executive director of SurvivalRing.org, one of the largest and oldest survival and preparedness websites in the world. At SurvivalRing.org, you'll find thousands of free downloads on every prepper topic known to man and many most haven't thought of. From first aid to storm and fallout shelter plans to alternative technology for when civilization seems to want to fade away, you'll find over 25,000 unique titles available for connecting the dots and preparing for anything. We have survival history, preparedness science, community safety, authentic field training and real-world experience, and more facts than you can shake a lit road flare at, especially for those dark and stormy nights. Come and see what we have, ask questions, and let me find solutions to your current worries. SurvivalRing.org, where our motto is study yesterday, prepare today, live tomorrow. Survival is a lifestyle, but you have to live it to make it. We can help you and your family exclusively at SurvivalRing.org, online since 1997.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA or fatties, eating mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra tone is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic. Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do.
Yeah.
319-527-6208 is the number to call if you want to be a part of the show this weekend. Again, that's 319-527-6208. And we're back with Marissa, and we also have Proof with us this weekend. So welcome to the show, everybody, or welcome back to the show, Marissa.
Hello.
Two co-hosts, and we're going to have a good time this weekend. So
your audio is choppy for some reason.
Mine is?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's odd. Not too sure why. Don't know why it's choppy. Interesting.
Am I choppy?
No.
Marissa, I guess it's you. Am I okay?
You're good. I'm not sounding.
Okay, so I just wanted to make sure it wasn't me, because sometimes that's me.
So, am I any better?
No.
Still a little choppy.
Still choppy. Oh, well. Well, I guess we'll keep going, plugging away, and keep the show going. Get some tech stuff worked out then, and you know, as we go along. But anyway, so we were before the break, we were talking about what is it, Marissa? You're full time barefooting, and when you started, and all that.
Yep.
Okay.
About a year ago, I was headed somewhere, and I had on a pair of flip flops. And I got in my car and I went to drive, and my foot got caught underneath my brake pedal, and the shoe like caught it, and I couldn't get my foot out, and so I ended up like breaking the shoe. And in that moment, I just realized, I was like, I can't drive with shoes on anymore. I can't continue to wear shoes when it's bothering my feet, it's bothering the way I drive. Couldn't deal with it anymore. And so I went home, told everyone around me. I was like, look, y'all can have all of these shoes if you want them. I was like, I don't want these. And I started making my barefoot sandals again. And I started wearing them religiously and going out to dates and stuff, going out to dinner, going to the movies and stuff. And living in a small town, I think it helps a little bit, because, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, she grew up in the country, we know that she's going barefoot. But at the same time, there's always some people that are like, ew, that's disgusting. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And, we talked, one of the really close friend of mine, we were talking about that the other day when I was at that car meet. He goes barefooted with me all the time. If he sees me barefoot, he kicks his shoes off. I'm trying to just get him into the motion of just not wearing shoes, period.
That'd be cool.
And I'm super excited for him. He works in an office like I do. And so he's a little, like, leery of how they're going to take it. And I was like, look, I work for a military business, and I go barefooted there. And he was like, you're right. And he was like, I work on the phone, too. No one really sees me. And I was like, yeah, I see people all day, every day. And so he's off for a week, and he was like, when I go back, I'm going to attempt it. He was like, I'm going to see how it goes, let you know how it goes. I was like, hey, if you need some backup, get you some fun facts about going barefoot, show them that there's no laws and regulations about it, and see what you can do while talking to your supervisor. He's like, okay.
Cool.
But he's one of my best friends. Love him to pieces. I can't wait to see how it goes.
That's great. So I think I probably was troubleshooting a little bit while you were talking to see if this sounds any better. Am I still choppy out there? Or am I coming
out okay? I can make out your audio, but I would say if I had to rate 1 to 10, it's like a 4.
Ooh, that's not good at all. And
I can understand you, though, but it sounds like you're on a train, but I can hear you.
Hmm. And that is odd. I'm just going through stuff now. Well, I will definitely do my best to get this cleared up for you guys and the listeners. Not too sure why, but I'll figure it out.
Well, I'm here, so
what's going on in your neck of the woods, Proof? Got any updates for us in the group?
I'm just trying to get my bearings back as far as vision goes again, since I was not available for a little while, and when we needed the extra push for that challenge, I just wasn't available.
I think the challenge went really well, though. I've seen a lot of posts about it. I actually seen a lot of people here in my town going barefooted that weekend. I did the No Shame Theater here in Columbus, and by the end of it, people were walking out with their shoes off, and they were like, okay, now I'm understanding. And I showed them the group, added a bunch of people into the group, and now it's something that's hopefully going to become more common there.
So I guess the way I do it, I guess, I'm not trying to necessarily convert the I will never do this in my entire life. Because those people, it's like telling a vegetarian that this is the best pepperoni pizza they've ever had. It's just not going to work. So if people are on the fence, I'll do everything in my power to show them everything that we have to offer. But, yeah, I'm not about when those people have profanities shouting at us, there's no sense in standing up and trying to prove anything because it's just useless. So the good news is that there is a lot of neutral or positive people that believe in what we're doing. And it's just easier to go through them and you can win that way.
Yeah. That's why I can't deal with negative energy. I feel someone's being negative towards me. I don't know. Not that I can't deal with it. I just don't like it. And so if I feel like someone's being completely negative to me about it, I'll give them a little bit of information and wish them the best. Because don't get me wrong, I'd love to see everyone be barefoot and just not having shoes on. But there's some people that you couldn't give them the winning lottery ticket if you tried.
No, I know. Well, even at work, I'm sure there's people that get mad because they see you.
Oh, yeah. I've had some weird looks because I work in a mall. And walking through the mall, I'll get weird looks from some of the different businesses, owners, and they're like, okay, that's kind of – I've had one stop me before and ask me where my shoes was, that it's against the rules of the mall and all kinds of other stuff. And so we went to mall management, got me cleared, and haven't had any problems really since then.
Yeah, that's – Well, I know Nick has a story that he likes to share about people that just assume that the owner doesn't want you in here without shoes on and such. And let me ask you though, you work in an office, right, Marissa?
I do.
So, what's the normal dress code there, otherwise?
Business, professional, casual. On Fridays, we can dress a little bit more casual than any other day, just because,
okay,
you know, it's Friday, it's the end of the week, week's running down, and that's something that we just started up recently. I got to post a picture of my jeans and my feeties in the group, but we're proficient. Some days, we're more casual than others.
And is this the first office job you've actually had?
No, not for me.
Okay.
I've worked as a bookkeeper. I've worked as a receptionist, just different places. And most of them don't really, quite frankly, care, especially the ones where I'm sitting in the office the whole time. But this one, I walk back and forth between the mall full of military people, getting into my vacations and such. And it's a little different, but not really. There's a lot of different stores, different ways of how businesses are ran. And I love the job I have right now because I have a passion for what I do. And being able to, like, continue my normal everyday life without problem in the career I have is wonderful.
Well, I was going to say that most office jobs, call centers, et cetera, They worry about more about what kind of shoes you're wearing than the type of job that you even have to do.
Yep.
I don't know if you've seen that before, but that's something that I want to work with this group on.
I have seen that a little bit. I've come in tennis shoes before and gotten in trouble for it, but come in barefoot, and it's completely different because of the, I guess, the image we carry.
Yeah.
And so my boss is very particular. She's always in heels, killing her feet. By the time she gets off, she's telling me, oh, my goodness, I wish I wouldn't have wore these. And I'm like, well, you did. Could have kicked them off. And but we have guys that work with us, and they come in and, like, tennis shoes and stuff, and she'll make them go home and change because they have to be in dress shoes and such like that. And I don't understand it. I don't.
But for some reason, there's a lot of jobs that make really nitpicky rules, and it just overwhelms everybody there, and it's like such a big deal. And there's such a gray area with some stuff too.
Yeah, that's one thing that I've never really been in myself in the same position for a gray area. I've seen other people in a gray area position, because with us, it's really cutthroat. It's business professional on Friday or casual.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excuse me. Any other day, you're in dresses, slacks, button-up, blazers, stuff like that. And so we don't really have a gray area for our attire. But when it comes to the shoes, our CEO, he's crazy about what type of shoes we wear.
Yeah. Yeah, so at your job, you might not be allowed to wear open-toed shoes, but you can kick them off and not wear them.
We're allowed to wear open toes. We can't wear, tennis shoes. That's the only thing we're allowed to wear is tennis shoes.
Okay.
Because there's no heavy equipment or anything involved.
I'm hoping this sounds a little better. Yes. Keep going.
Oh, good. Okay.
Sounds way better.
I'm going. You can see I was on a roll, wasn't I? Okay. Well, hopefully this worked it out.
At least an 8. So you're good.
Oh, good. Okay. We doubled that. So, I'll just keep going on this one then, and then we'll figure out what's going on with the other equipment afterwards. So, interesting.
Actually, I stepped out of my office for a minute because we had someone come in and ask about something that were being loud, so I had to step out for a minute. And I'm outside, and I see a couple of people that are just standing by their cars, and they're barefoot, and it's making me so happy.
That's great. So it's contagious.
It is, and it's a beautiful day here today. It's in the 80s. A lot of people are out at the lake today. Beautiful Saturday, clear skies, you know.
That is nice. Yeah, I can't wait. When I was on my way here to the studio, it seemed pretty nice out. It was just a little cloudy, so I'm hoping it clears up a little bit so that I can enjoy the day a little more. Not sure if I'm going to go shopping or gardening.
I still want to go to Jungle Gyms.
Oh, that's great. Have you looked at it more?
Yeah, I really have to figure out what I want.
Yeah, there's a lot there to pick from. And, like I said, just send me a list and I'll ship it out to you, I guess. It's a place in Ohio that has everything, all kinds of exotic meats, foods from all over the world, and everything. Definitely a foodie's dream.
We have a jungle gym downtown here by Splash Lab, and we all went and hung out there the other night, and we were all playing on the jungle gym, and it was probably the greatest thing ever. A bunch of grown people, I'll call us all adults, just goofing off and having fun. I love it.
They actually have jungle gyms in jungle gyms?
No, we have, outside jungle gyms.
Oh.
Like a playground jungle gym. Okay.
All right. That's what I was trying to figure out. I didn't know if they incorporated that. That's what I was wondering.
No, we have it's a splash pad and then a jungle gym right next to it. It's the greatest thing ever. Something for the kids, something for the adults, relax on a hot day. It's one of my favorite places to go in this town.
Yeah, I need to go to a park. That could be fun. There's a couple water parks.
I love
running down. I'm like a big
kid
when I go in there.
Would want to go to the dog park.
We actually don't have a dog park here. I don't understand it, but we don't have one. But our animals are basically allowed anywhere. Like, you can bring them in the malls, you can bring them in the stores. I just take mine out and let them run around in the yard sometimes.
I bring my cat to the dog park.
How does that work out?
Oh, very well. He likes to play with dogs. So, and yeah, the dog owners are kind of funny. They look at this like kind of crazy. He's got a little leather collar on with metal spikes and a little leash and a little harness on. And he'll, we'll kind of hang out around the park, before, we don't really go into the dog part of the park unless there's maybe just one or two other dogs there. And he'll have a lot of fun with that. Quite funny. He's got a lot of looks.
Sounds like a cat acts a little bit like a dog anyway.
He loves going outside, and we go for walks all the time. He loves it.
So I was going to ask you, Nick, because you've probably been back on this side of the country before since I have, but we have Melissa in Connecticut that wants to know about ShopRite. Have you been to ShopRite before, and if there's any issues with them?
Yeah. I've been to ShopRite, ShopRite, Pathmark, Stop and Shop, never had issues there. I know I've been to them in Jersey and out on Long Island. Not too familiar with Connecticut, but it's the same company. I've never had a problem, and I used to do a lot of shopping at those stores out there. A&P was another one. But, we have the Barefoot Right card, the Barefoot Rights cards, on the in the group and also on our website now, barefootislegal.org. There is one for Connecticut that cites the law that they can't discriminate you if you are barefoot. And also if it's a medical issue or for health reasons, you have the ADA card from the U.S. Department of Justice that's up there too. So you can save those in your cell phone or print them out, use them as needed if you do get confronted. But I've never had a problem, but it always depends on the employees there. Even though the corporate may not have a policy against it, you always have some employee that thinks that there's a rule or a policy or a law or something against it. And can't always change stupid, but, at least you have the cards to back you up if you need the extra ammunition.
Well, you have the $11 an hour employee that thinks it's their mission to kick their paycheck out of the store, and they're so proud of it.
Yeah, that's the main issue. It's they think that it's they don't want their money and they don't want your money and they don't want customers in the store. In the meantime, corporate's saying, why not? Get back in here. We spent a lot of money to get you in our store.
I was like, damn, up here. Always that one person that's like, I can't come in here this day. I'm like, okay.
That's funny how Walmart is okay, but not Sam's Club.
Yeah, Walmart, I actually went in there this morning. Had to get some stuff for the office. I had more shoes on, no problem. Went in, bought my stuff, came to work. Went to Sam's a couple weeks ago to visit somebody that was at work. And as soon as I walked in, oh, man, you have to have your shoes on. I'm like, oh, no, I don't. It wasn't a mess. She just went and seeing if she could get any information on it, and she was like, I'm so sorry, I thought there was a policy against it. And I'm like, no, but thank you.
Yeah, no policy against that. And it's really just a matter of getting out there and educating people, let them know that there isn't.
And that's my thing, is a lot of people are not educated on it. They just believe what they hear through the grapevine. And that's one of the biggest and decent things, just like the whole, is it illegal to drive barefooted? It's not. And that's something I get asked a lot. What if you get pulled over and you don't have shoes on? Are you going to go to jail? Blah, blah, blah. No, I'm not. I actually got a seatbelt ticket not too long ago, and I was barefooted, and no issue. friend of mine was leaving. He was like, I thought you were about to get in trouble for not having shoes on. I was like, I never have shoes on.
Oh, boy.
Oh, somebody just posted in our group, in our business page. I'm going to delete it right now. But Camber out of Enterprise, Alabama. No, sorry, from Enterprise, lives in Prosper, Texas. I hope the BIL is a joke. Next, it will be being naked as normal, and then I'll be seeing a bunch of gross wieners and gross ham wallets and sausage out and about.
Just go to a protest somewhere in front of Trump Tower. You'll see it right there. It's already happening. You'll see all kinds of naked people.
You're talking about the being naked in public.
Yeah, being naked. Yeah, that's fine. It's already happening. Liberal protesters out there.
Everywhere.
Yeah, they put vagina hats on their heads, and then they try to crush buildings with their ha-has. I don't know. It's already happening. Where have they been?
And see, with that kind of stuff, which is actually in many places, in some places it's legal for a woman to go topless anywhere a man can be topless, but as a whole, even that is not allowed, I guess, so to speak. But if somebody wanted to do a protest and it was an organized day and everything was done professionally, I wouldn't care if somebody had like a naked protest. Go do your thing. Just make sure it's done through the proper channels instead of just putting yourself out there and this is my wiener.
I'm a little bit of organization to the protest.
Yeah.
I mean, they have nude beaches. They have nudist colonies.
Right.
They have whole nudist communities. I don't know if maybe they don't have them where she's from in Texas. But it's a big, world out there, and this is already happening. She's not thinking of anything new, no originality there, and send her on her way to the ball.
No, but that flip flop that is as thick as three sheets of paper glued together, held on by a rubber band, is going to stop all those naked people.
Well, of course, it stops stuff from falling on your feet. It stops you from floating and hitting the ceiling. It stops a lot of things. I mean, those amazing super flops.
Oh, and it also protects
you
from bees that might sting you.
Yeah, bees,
because
snakes.
Because bees haven't learned how to fly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll stop a snake from jumping up and biting your leg. It'll stop a bee from stinging the top of your foot.
Marissa thinks we're joking here, but these are actual quotes that people have used while we were doing our challenge.
It's just, I find it amazing because I actually have been stung by a bee on my neck. And
see, that wouldn't have happened if you're wearing a flip-flop.
Yes.
It still would have happened either way.
Nope. According to the safety officers, when you walk into a store, if they have a name badge and a key to the celery and a key to the tobacco and a key to the deli counter and a key to the carrots, they know it all. And I've been told that that'll protect you. So if you're wearing a flip-flop on your foot, a bee would not have stung you in the neck.
Well, I guess I should have my flip-flops on.
Yeah, there you go. logic according to lower-level employees.
Understand people sometimes.
Well, I was going to say shoddies, but that's...
Shoddies.
I don't know.
Yep. But, no one dropped off a suitcase of money yet, did they, Bruce?
I don't think so.
Oh, boy. Well, that means that we got to pay the bills somehow. And, we got a break coming up. Bottom of the hour. Another half hour to go with you today on the BIL show. So stay tuned. If anybody wants to be a part of the show, 319-527-6208 is the way to join us. Hang in there.
Hey, Freedom S, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative show.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
In an ever-changing world of political mayhem, raging storms, natural disasters, and growing global discontent, you want to get the real facts on how to prepare for as many situations as possible. Hi, I'm Rich Fleetwood, founder and executive director of SurvivalRing.org, one of the largest and oldest survival and preparedness websites in the world. At SurvivalRing.org, you'll find thousands of free downloads on every prepper topic known to man and many most haven't thought of. From first aid to storm and fallout shelter plans to alternative technology for when civilization seems to want to fade away, you'll find over 25,000 unique titles available for connecting the dots and preparing for anything. We have survival history, preparedness science, community safety, authentic field training and real-world experience, and more facts than you can shake a lit road flare at, especially for those dark and stormy nights. Come and see what we have, ask questions, and let me find solutions to your current worries. SurvivalRing.org, where our motto is study yesterday, prepare today, live tomorrow. Survival is a lifestyle, but you have to live it to make it. We can help you and your family exclusively at SurvivalRing.org, online since 1997.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly unwanted pounds. FEMA or fatties, eating mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra tone is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic.
Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone, and if your breath to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times they are a-changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, 'cause the times, they are a-changing.
That's right, we're going to change times, ladies and gentlemen. One at a time, one barefoot customer at a time. We're going to get in there and we will definitely make some changes here, and that's enough of that. So, a little Saturday dose of Bob Dylan, and we're welcoming back to the air co-host Marissa, and also Proof is with us. So, get everybody back together. Hello. Glad we got our audio issues taken care of for the last half hour of the show. Thousands of dollars in equipment, and I was able to use it for a half hour. Nice. Sounds good. So, anybody wants to be a part of the show, 319-527-6208 is the phone number to join us. Press 1 to be on the air. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Quick plug for our website, barefootislegal.org. Check us out. Well, where were we before the break?
Talking about having shoes on would have prevented people from getting stung by bees and such.
That's right. That's right. And a little flip-flop will also help some foot fungus spreading, you know, across the restaurants and stuff like that, because I guess someone must have done a study that says that foot fungus can't spread past a rubber band, as Proof praises it.
Those little tiny bands holding that little flip-flop
yep.
to your foot is going to stop that foot fungus.
And while you were trying to fix your technical issues there, we were discussing how a lot of jobs worry more about what shoes you're wearing than what your job function even is.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy too. You know, it's kind of like one of those, it's like, oh, well, you know, maybe you're a better worker if you walk around funny in a pair of pointy shoes that are elevated in the back and jamming your toes into the front. I think that's great
exactly.
for productivity. I'd like to see how the copier
yeah,
works with that logic.
Yeah, and it helps you with your customer service quality score on the phone.
Of course, because the more uncomfortable you are, the more pleasant you're going to be to someone complaining at you over something. My sandwich was
getting
cold. Oh, my feet hurt. Shut up, lady. You know.
Well, it also helps you with your, if you're doing data entry, that instead of typing 45 words a minute, maybe you'll get 58 words a minute if you have those pointy shoes on.
Oh, probably. Yeah, that makes sense. And think
yeah,
about how, think about how more efficiently you can send an email or a fax. I mean, you know what? That fax machine that always gives everybody a problem? It's probably
it's
because they're wearing the wrong heels. That's right. You know, I'm going to jinx myself because I've had some issues already, but I get along great with electronics. I don't have these issues that people have. I go over, I use the fax machine, it works. Computers work. Now, I know, come on, I know I had some technical issues today, but normally everything works.
Everyone has an off day.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like, I don't know. Now, okay, I have thrown a couple fax machines across an office before.
Completely across the office?
Oh, completely, yes. Like, ripped out a wall, tossed it. I was so mad at a couple fax machines in my lifetime.
That fax machine would have worked if you would have had shoes on.
Probably. Must have, you know, according to whatever the policy was. Well, thank God I didn't have to abide by any company's policy because there was nothing in there about not throwing a fax machine across an office. I mean, it was my fax machine, my office, my company. But, yeah, no, I was having issues all week with one fax machine, and I finally decided this is ridiculous. One page jams, you can't send more than one at a time. I'm in a hurry. I got 10 pages to send out. Now it's like, who needs a fax machine? I mean, it was kind of in the days when I was about to phase out the fax machine anyway because of e-fax and other services that exist now. So it's like, do I really need the fax machine? So I took great joy in warning everybody around me that this thing was about to come flying across the room. And I think I must have said it with such a serious face they actually took me seriously, which not a lot of people do. Well, most of the time, because they know I have a bit of a lighthearted side to me, and I just said...
That conversation with fire in the hole.
You know what? It's kind of like I play golf, yeah.
Fire in the hole! Pip, pip,
bang! Wherever it goes, it's there. And I have a good old time. I don't get invited to play golf with many people anymore. The golf ball, you know what? I mean, just as well be a fax machine and a golf. You know what? That's what I'll do. Next time I see a fax machine, I'll just keep a golf. Well, I have a golf club in the closet in my office. But that's just for fun. You know, you have a very important meeting and you could just like put a little ball in a cup and just pretend you're practicing your putt. You know.
And then a window gets busted.
Yeah. So I feel bad for that fax machine. I should have used the golf club. But
see,
in
we'll
that
have
moment,
to
throwing
that
it was
in
the
office.
Best idea.
If you end up moving out here and we have our BIL office up, we'll have to have the golf club in the hole for when we speak to Dollar General and such.
Yeah, you know what would be a great meeting, a good impactful moment, if we invite them into our office and you're having a nice meeting with them and say, you know what, I can see we're disagreeing about a couple things. So I'm going to wait for my legal guy to come in. And just at that moment, I have a golf club and I'm beating the hell out of a fax machine. And then I just come in all calm. And I said, I'm sorry, I'm late. You needed me for a meeting? And if I still had the golf club in my hand, I bet they'd see things our way.
Especially if you're completely calm. Because anytime somebody comes in from doing something like that, hitting something, and they're calm afterwards, you might want to be a little intimidated.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think just for fun, I'll have like an arm, a bloody arm hanging out of my trunk in the parking lot. And I'll make sure it's parked right by them.
And just act completely natural, like you know nothing other than what's going on.
Yeah. My intimidation tactic. We have Kevin on the line. We have a little time. Should we bring him on the air? We got a couple minutes. I'm sure he wants to share some stories. And Kevin, thanks for calling in with us. Welcome to the BIL show again. This is
Hello, Kevin,
ladies and gentlemen. Longtime listener, frequent caller.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, good. Where are you? Food Lion? It sounds like you got some noise in the background.
No, I don't. I'm still at home. I'm about to go out for a little bit. So I plan on making a little trip to Walmart to go pick up something. Then later on, I'm gonna take a trip to the movies.
All right.
There you go.
Ooh, what movie?
Well, basically, you know, because I think everybody knows that I'm in the Navy, and I'm going to the theater base which I only paid, get this, I only paid $3 for a ticket.
Oh, wow.
And matter of fact, on some days, they'll show a free movie. Like tonight, I'm going to go see the movie Logan for free.
Nice. Too bad I'm not close. You could take me as a date. I like cheap movies.
Hey, guys, I'm gonna back out here since Kevin's is here. I got.
All right, Proof. Well, thanks for joining us. Feel free to come back whenever you want.
All right. I'm glad you'll let me.
Thanks for joining us tonight, Proof.
We have no choice.
All right. Well, thank you.
Hey, you enjoy your weekend. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. See you later, Proof.
So, if you want, I could put a mop on my head. You could doll me up, and I can just be your barefoot date. Go to a cheap movie.
Oh, cool. Why not?
I don't know if you were listening in the beginning of the show, though. If you're in a movie theater, you're not allowed to eat garlic 4 hours before the movie.
What?
But most movie theaters are serving little pizzas now with garlic in it. So technically, they're breaking the law.
I was trying to listen to the live stream before it failed. By the way, I thought it was a good idea, which it is, but just I guess you still work out the kinks and the bugs in that system.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it turned out it was kind of interfering also with the other audio and stuff like that. So when we first were having issues, I shut the live video feed down to see if that helps any. And we only advertised it within the group. So it was only the members of BIL that could actually see it. We didn't go public with it yet on the regular page and advertise it a lot just to get a little feedback and see how it works and all that. So now we know what issues we have. Everything works fine during a test. You know, I mean, we tested it for 3 weeks. Everything worked fine until today when it's actually up in public. So that's just the nature of it. It's like bringing the car to the mechanic and it's not making that noise anymore. And then we're running around here trying to figure out what's going on and, you know, and all that. So, you know, typical.
Now, if
I had a flip-flop, that wouldn't have happened, I guess. You know, because the flip-flops are all powerful and all that, according to some people. But
it would have saved you entirely.
Would have saved me entirely. Yep. So.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you'll keep working on that. I mean, cause I do think the live video is cool. You know, nobody has done that. And you're probably the first host to do that, which is
probably
cool.
I like to spice it up a little bit.
Yeah, well, you know what? See, if you think about it, this, what separates the BIL from all the other groups that are out there on Facebook, because the Barefoot is Legal does more. They go beyond, actually.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, from the radio show to now the live streaming, the phone number, a complaint board, and all those other types of things that BIL has going on. I mean, it's absolutely great, I think.
We want everybody involved and engaged in what we're doing. And that's one of my favorite things about BIL.
Yeah.
Oh,
and we
have
true. And also
I didn't because earlier your transmission was a little choppy. You know, I didn't catch your is this your new co-host now?
Yes, it is. This is Marissa. She's co-hosting with me. She's going to be joining us for the show, hopefully every Saturday.
Okay, hi, Marissa. Feel free to send me a friend request on Facebook.
I definitely will. Right now, I don't have that up right now, so I can't find it. But I'll find it in the Barefoot group. And you said you're in the Navy?
Yes, I've been in the Navy for 12 years now. I'm here in Virginia Beach. And as a matter of fact, I have been inside the NEX, the NEX, as well as the commissary Barefoot, and I had not had any issues so far.
Well, I'm right next to Fort Benning, and I go out to the commissary sometimes with a couple of my friends that are military. And I've never had any issues out there with being barefooted. It's kind of become a regular thing for me going out there barefooted. Not a kind of regular thing. It is a regular thing, but I don't go very often. But I work around military all the time in the business that I do work for. And so thank you for your service. Maybe one day you'll be able to come and see one of us and see if we can help you send you on vacation.
Where are you located at?
We have it in Fort Benning, Georgia. That's where I'm located at. Plain, Texas. and Clarksville, Tennessee. We're wanting to branch out into some more bases to get the business going a little bit further, but at this moment, it's just these three right now. But we love our military, and we're standing behind y'all entirely.
Well, like I said, well, that's wonderful. You know, saying so maybe you make your way to Virginia Beach, or maybe you make your way to Jacksonville, Florida,
and stuff like that.
So anyway, I did something. I went to Kroger this morning. I'm sure you know about Kroger. Never had an issue there. You know, so basically I wrote a little customer feedback to Kroger, as well as Best Buy, as well as Walmart, saying how I should have wrote one to AT&T too, saying how I was able to enjoy my shopping experience and not being bothered. Thank you for being so barefoot friendly, and which they are. You know, so for places like Kroger, you know, I feel comfortable going there with shorts, and it's completely obvious. Same thing with Best Buy, and nobody messes with you, especially Best Buy. It's almost like they notice but don't notice. You know, maybe they just don't give a crap. You know,
they really don't.
They'll still treat you as if you're wearing shoes.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, I guess they want your business that bad to be like, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Most businesses really don't care. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. You're going in and out.
Nick, you're cutting in and out, huh?
He surely is bad.
Having some audio issues again.
You are like really, really breaking up.
It's that.
Yeah, he's gotten worse.
That's just. So I think it's, you know, both the culture of the company too, where, you know, if the employees are happy, the customers are happy.
Hey, Nick, we weren't able to hear anything you just said. You were cutting out really, really bad.
Really? Again?
Yeah.
Yes, you were.
Oh, boy. Well, we'll definitely have to get that.
But the thing that I'm still not understanding, people are still posting on the page. Why are people still having trouble at Walmart? There was one person who got kicked out, and they said, you know, hey, it's okay with corporate, but the store manager said, well, corporate need to call the store and say it's okay. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I saw that post, and that was kind of crazy. It's like, I think I even remarked to that saying that, you know, oh, you need to call corporate to find out if this is okay. I mean, that's crazy. I think in each store. In my post, I think I even said, like, okay, you know what, I'll tell you what, I'll save you the trouble. I'll call corporate, and the next call you get from corporate to let you know anything is going to be after they get fined $75,000 for a medical, you know, discrimination from the ADA. And then the next call you're going to get is, you know, that you no longer have a job. That's the next thing you're going to hear from corporate. I would have volunteered to call corporate for him at that point.
I didn't want to at that point.
Yeah. I would told our manager, okay, well, you know what? Thank you for the information. So right now, I'm going to get on the phone and call corporate, and let me have your name and I'll get the store address and number and blah 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 blah. You know, we'll resolve it right now.
Yeah. What's your name? I'll call corporate for you. Save you the trouble.
You know, and then again, at the same time, I would have been like, dang, sir. I just wrote a nice little customer feedback about how I've been treated so well here at your store, and all of a sudden, yeah, they'll love to hear that.
You ever try this one? Just take your phone out or tablet or whatever you have on you, and just say, "And Matt, just have your name," and give you know, just be very nice about it. And you know, if you have, and then you just say, "Well, actually, I'm a secret shopper." We have a word on the side, so there's no customers around right now.
Well, you know, here's another story. This past Monday night, I went to a WWE live event that I always go to whenever they're in town. So I took my barefoot sandals with me just in case, because the place that I go to, the people downstairs always give me grief, but the people upstairs never do and always get in. So this time it was in reverse. So just when I got up, because they checked people, you know, with the metal detector and everything, and the lady was like, do you have any shoes on? Do you have any shoes with you? I was like, yes, I do, even though I really didn't, you know. And she's like, oh, you need shoes to enter into the building. I was like, crap. Okay, you know, and it was a long line. I didn't want to hold the line up. I didn't have time to, you know, get a chance to, you know, state my case or whatever. So basically, I went back to my car, got my barefoot sandals, but I went downstairs, okay, and I got in with no problem. So, and for that lady to say, and of course, at the top there were some police or security guards or whatever. So, you know, I guess, you know, at that point, didn't want to make a scene, you know. So it's like, I need shoes to enter into a sporting event. I mean, seriously?
Yeah, just
crazy. Like, wow, you know?
Yeah.
Like whatever. I still got in, regardless of the fact. And yeah. I always still got in, whether I go upstairs or downstairs. I still get in.
Still get in anyway. And, you know, people just sometimes, I mean, it's those overzealous security guards that think that they're more powerful than people. They're employees and all that. But we're almost out of time this week, but we are going to be back next week, so make sure to tune back in, and if anybody wants to, you know, check our website, it's barefootislegal.org, our Facebook group, Barefoot is Legal. Of course, that's a closed group for people that are, you know, interested in living a barefoot lifestyle or that do live a barefoot lifestyle, but also check out our public page on Facebook, again, Barefoot is Legal. Marissa, you have anything to leave us with before we wrap up the show? We got about a minute left.
I have the Barefoot is Legal Columbus or Barefoot is Legal Georgia page for anyone that is in Georgia. I post different articles and stuff I find on there. It's basically just a branch off for see if we can get anything like meetings and stuff up in Columbus, Georgia, and surrounding areas. So that one's an open group.
Yeah, definitely. We encourage people to do that. You know, start local meetups and stuff like that. But I know we're out of time, so stay tuned. We've got another great program coming up right after us at the top of the hour. Again, I'm Nick Pierce, my co-host Marissa. Thanks for all of our callers, Kevin, Proof, everybody else that called in today. And until next time, keep them there.